Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who? Me? Who am I? Isn't it strange that most, if not all, human beings struggle with questions of identity in life? Other living creatures do not seem to have the same problem as us. They appear programmed to follow instinctive patterns of behavior that allow them to live and to breed and to die with a minimum of angst and doubt compared to us. Who are we? We may answer that question by describing ourselves in terms of the work that we do. I'm a doctor. I'm a writer. I'm a millwright. I'm a musician. We also may draw from our racial or cultural background to identify ourselves. I'm a Canadian whose descendants came from the British Isles. Religion also gives a strong sense of identity. Then there's marital status. And more recently and controversially, sexual preference and perceived gender. These have become popular markers of identity for people. Somehow, though, none of these categories really get to the heart of identifying us clearly and certainly. Why is it so hard for me to tell you who I am? Perhaps our problem lies in the fact that we consider it our job to answer that question in the first place. What if identity is not a mystery to be solved or a dream for us to fulfill? What if it is a gift to be received, to trust in, and to live out through that trust? That seems to be what Jesus tells us today in the portion of the Sermon on the Mount that formed our gospel reading today. Matthew tells us that Jesus came to reveal the kingdom of heaven in his words and in his deeds. His first sermon that Matthew records for us urged his hearers to repent. That is, to stop living in whatever way seemed good to them so that they could learn from Jesus how God was at work in their lives. Then Jesus taught his disciples and a large crowd of people from a mountainside. And in today's reading, with two metaphors, he authoritatively identified his disciples. You are the light of the world. And before that, you are the salt of the earth. Salt of the earth. Well, in ancient times, we know that salt was used to preserve food, to keep it from decay, from becoming inedible. With this metaphor, Jesus calls his disciples to live in this world that tends towards decay, and to resist sin and temptation, and to work to serve and benefit their neighbors. The testimony of the words of the disciples and their behavior would demonstrate life lived by something more than the law of the jungle or self-interest. Light of the world. Light reveals. Light chases away darkness. Light cheers heavy hearts. Jesus calls his disciples to live in the world as those who believe in the real, though unseen, reign of God in this world. Through lives given to doing good for others, lives that acknowledge the goodwill and tender mercies of God, light shines and enlightens those who live in darkness, heedless of God's gracious presence. Salt and light. Jesus declares us to be these things in this reading for the sake of the world. This is the answer to the question, who am I? You are salt for this earth. You are light for this world. But our first reaction to that may be, whoa, that's too much for me. We know ourselves to be proud, impatient, timid, self-absorbed, and weak. How can we be salt for this earth? How can we be light for this world? You know what? Jesus has heard those doubtful queries of ours before. Remember Moses? How he raised similar objections when God called him his chosen prophet who would lead the people of Israel from bondage as slaves in Egypt to their homeland, the place God had promised them. Yeah, he's heard it before. He's heard it before, and Jesus is neither put off nor discouraged by our uncertainty. He means what he says. He calls us salt and light for this world, and he insists that actually we have no other calling. If salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? How else will the earth be salted than by those whom Jesus has called? Light does not, cannot hide itself. Light enlightens. And Jesus' words that we hear today are God's words. They do what they say, and they fulfill what they promise. They call things that are not as though they were. They pronounce blessing on people like us who are so very poor in spirit. Created to live in faithful union with God, but fallen from that blessed state, we find ourselves lost, foolish, and unable to restore ourselves. For where can we even begin when we can't really say who we are? Yet Jesus calls us blessed. Blessed in that lowly state because God draws near to us to restore us to life under his gracious reign. Salt and light. Jesus declares you and me to be these things for the sake of the world. These are his pronouncements rather than his commandments. They do not demand that we prove them true by trying to be good. Jesus, rather, speaks the truth when he says these things of us because Jesus doesn't lie. He says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He gives us our identity and calling in these two metaphors. And we trust Jesus. We trust Jesus and these words of his because his entire life served to open this kingdom of heaven, this reign of God in our lives to us. Remember, Christ offered himself on the cross to bring us out of darkness into the light of his kingdom of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal hope. We know ourselves truly in the light of Jesus' words that identify us as God's creatures, lost sinners, but also Christ's redeemed children, called to serve as the salt of this earth and the light for this world by the authority of Jesus, our King. Jesus' words change us. They name us and identify us. And then they enable us to grow into their calling. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. When the angel of the Lord came to Mary to pronounce her God's chosen vessel to bear the light of Jesus into this world, she gave us a really wonderful example for our response to Jesus' calling words that we've heard today. She said to the angel who was speaking God's word to her, I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word. Salt and light for this world. Jesus calls us this. May he help us to believe this so that we can serve him by being what he says we are. Salt of the earth, light of the world. Let it be to us according to your word, O Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Our Lord.